Salat is noor and light. So if you forgot anything out of Salat, when you read Namaz, Namaz by nature is light. So whatever you didn't remember in Namaz, everything will come in Namaz. And the whole world sorts. What you forgot to do, you just read your Namaz and you find the whole world, all the thoughts flushing into the mind. But nevertheless, how to concentrate in Salat? One is that before performing the Salat, one should condition the mind. That I'm performing Salat and who am I talking to? And who I will be engaging with? Before Salat, when the wudu is being made, the person must make the wudu and regard the act of wudu as act of spirituality within itself. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before making the wudu, he has taught a certain dua, read Bismillah. When a person finishes of his wudu, there is a certain dua to be read. The Fuqaha have also stated certain du'as, although the du'as are not mentioned in the ahadith, but to inculcate the khushu and the devotion in one's wudu that will lead to salah, these du'as are prescribed by the Fuqaha. For example, that when a person washes his face, he makes the du'a, Allahumma bayyin wajhi yawma tabyaddu wudu wa taswaddu wudu. The meaning of wajhi, which is, Jalla Allah, brighten my face on that day when the faces will be brightened and certain faces will be darkened. Now in making wudu, immediately with the dua, you condition your mind about the day, the akhir. Immediately condition your mind and you know that the act you are involving in, it has a far-reaching effect on the akhir. When you're washing your hand, you make the dua, Allahumma aatini kitabi biyamini. Oh Allah, grant me the book of deeds on the right hand. Again, you're washing your hand, but your mind is going towards the akhirah. You're washing your left hand, you make the dua, oh Allah, do not grant me my book in the left hand. So immediately there is a concern and a fear that we mustn't be unsuccessful in the akhirah. When you are wiping our necks, you make the dua, Allahumma a'tik raqabati minan nar. So Allah, free my neck from the fire of Jahannam. Now look at this exercise in wudu alone. That is building a certain thought and a certain level of spirituality before even performing salah. Now, when you start the salah, your mind is already conditioned, whole picture about the akhirat is in front of us. Now this needs a lot of training and a lot of exercise. When you're performing the salah, that again condition the mind, that this probably could be my very last salat in my life. Death is imminent. And what if I don't live after this one salat? So every salat, we should take it as though it's the very last prayer of my life. And one may imagine that if somebody has to regard every prayer of his to be the very last prayer of his life, and we take it to be a reality, not as to be granted, then one can imagine the level of concentration and khushu in that salat. When reading the Salah, try to concentrate on the ma'ani and the meaning of the verses. If the person doesn't know the meaning, then at least concentrate on the alfaz and the words of the verses. And besides that, when a person is making ruku, when he's making sujood, when he's making Allahu Akbar, the meaning of these words, at least every mu'min should know. For example, Allahu Akbar. We take Allahu Akbar for granted. But we say Allah Akbar and concentrate on the meaning of Allah Akbar, that Allah is the greatest. And have the yaqeen that Allah is the greatest and approach the salat with this condition and with this prayer. When you go into ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, praising, glorifying Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, so again ponder upon the meaning or at least on the words. Don't just read salat as a custom like we can talk in a maktab, that you just have to read this in the standing posture, read this in the ruku posture, in the sajda posture. It is not just a gymnastics that you go up and down, but it is an issue of spirituality and getting close to Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So basically how to concentrate on this, it will take a period of time, and with a little concentration and have a time limit that within 1 month I would expect so much of concentration in my salah. it's a naked effort, then undoubtedly the concentration and the khushu will definitely come in salah. Nothing we can get without effort, nothing we can get without concentration. And obviously, even in our work or even in our home, whatever we do, we need concentration, and effort is made to achieve that concentration. The same thing we have to do in salah as well, not just coming to the masjid, but also plan within ourselves how I can increase my concentration in my salah. This is very short and brief, but obviously with the guidance of somebody all the time and keeping in contact, then inshallah in that way the person will be able to enhance his khushu and his concentration in salah.